Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today marks Sunday, the 12th of April of the year 2020. Celebrations today include Easter Sunday. On this day in history, in 1905, the French Defoe brothers tested the first helicopter, leading spectators to say, "What Defoe?" coining the now popular phrase in political commentary. And in 1988, on this day, Harvard University patented a genetically engineered mouse known as Sandringham. The mouse went on to a very successful speaking career and a brief time in politics. Your guest on the podcast today is the star of Nude with Nish and Jacked with Nish, the two very controversial workout DVDs that have been banned in more than 18 countries. Nish Kumar, welcome back to the show.
You say controversial, I say provocative.
I mean, either way, you are due in court in about a week.
Yeah. Thank you, quarantine.
And as always on the weekend, we take a step back from the rigid and oppressive doctrine of the daily news grind to hunt for the pagan chocolate of our weekend magazine, because today is also Easter. This weekend, our main magazine feature section is a live music special, but first, some bits of the weekend magazine we won't have time for. In the Easter Sunday magazine today, we have some classic Easter features. An Easter Outfits Ideas feature with Easter styles from demure pastels to hardcore bondage. Whether you're going to a party or self-isolating, everything from a knee-length lilac pencil skirt and blazer combo to a set of insertable bunnies you can pull out of anywhere to spice up an Easter brunch. A double-page feature with some unexpectedly high-resolution close-ups. And 10 classic places to hide your eggs, including in a chicken, in a duck, and in a fertility clinic. As well as a Lie to Your Children FAQ feature for parents who are trying to convince their children that a giant rabbit is motivated to engage in stealth chocolate-based challenge construction like the villain in the Saw movies, but in a way that's only bad for your health in the extreme long term. Interviews for best lying tactics from a number of highly qualified celebrity liars. And that's all we have time for your features in the magazine today, because it is time for your ad section now. Your ad section now, because the decline of great civilizations is often marked by a period of grotesque excess, and who doesn't want to be a part of that? Are you suffering from aches, pains, discomfort, genuine disease? If you've tried everything, try homeopathy. Homeopathic remedies are made using a highly pseudoscientific process, called homeopathic dilution, where a substance is repeatedly and thoroughly diluted. Between the dilution iterations, homeopaths practice hitting and or violently shaking the product with the claim that it makes the diluent remember the original substance after its removal. This is horseshit. Even if the substance you were trying to dilute was horseshit, there would be no horseshit left at the end of the process. The final product is chemically indistinguishable from the diluent, which is usually either ethanol, sugar, or most effectively, water. Practitioners claim that preparations can treat or cure disease, which they absolutely can't. But if this diluent is water, you're basically just drinking half a glass of water, and it's nice to have half a glass of water sometimes. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Placebo Foundation for things that only work because you think they might. Half a glass of water may be diluted in a larger quantity of water without reducing the effect. In fact, it might be the only thing that works homeopathically. Half a glass of water, the only effective homeopathic cure. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nature Pants, the natural underpants alternative for people who want eco-friendly underpants without any of the downsides or upsides of underpants. Nature Pants draw from the vast history of humanity to mimic underpants without actually being underpants. When you subscribe, Nature Pants will deliver you a box full of expensive air, and you can, air quotes, wear it. Nature Pants, from the pants company that brought you The Emperor's New Pants and Sexy Women's Lingerie. We're the experts in pants that don't exist. And I found one. Ooh, there's another one. Under that bush. Are your kids always finding the Easter eggs you hide, no matter how well you think you've hidden them? Buy the Crafty Ninja Egg Hider 4000 today. The Crafty Ninja Egg Hider 4000 is a small robot imprinted with 8 centuries of shinobi espionage, deception, and surprise attacks from the traditions of the Sengoku period. The Crafty Ninja Egg Hider will protect and disperse your eggs so that your children will never, ever, ever find them. Easter, the way it was meant to be. The Crafty Ninja Egg Hider 4000 may cause death and is not intended for use in proximity to children.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And that is your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Your top story today is live music news. Nish Kumar, you are our live music expert. Tell us what's happening in the world of live music.
Absolutely f*** call. Absolutely f*** call is happening in the world of live music. Because, let's face it, live music is a constant risk of transmitting disease. It's just a bunch of people rubbing up closely together in a field, watching a bunch of people who are also standing, frankly, too close to each other. And I'll tell you what else has taken a real hit. The barbershop quartet industry. The barbershop quartets were a nightmare of antisocial distancing. Those are 4 people singing in close harmonies in close proximity. So musicians are going to have to innovate. We're talking about Zoom calls. We're talking about gigs via Zoom. We're talking about gigs via Skype. We're talking at this point about Gary Barlow FaceTiming you on the toilet to sing Shine while you're taking a dump. This is going to be a real period of adjustment and people are really having to innovate. Some musicians are, in fact, going back to MSN and Microsoft networking their lyrics to their fans.
I mean, times of great change are often times of great opportunity, Nish, and I'm looking forward to what the music industry has to offer right now. If that beautiful celebrity montage of Imagine was anything to go by, there's going to be some very creative stuff.
The important thing when you're assembling a video full of people singing is to regularly intersperse it with people who not only can't sing, but are technically unfamiliar with the concept of music. Make sure you sprinkle them in through the video. It'll really throw off the key. Yeah, people are resorting to all sorts of things. People are using social media. Other people, Italians are singing sadly out of windows, thus conforming every national stereotype. For God's sake, guys, give it a rest. Instead of mournfully singing opera out of the window, you may as well all just be eating pasta while you do it and engaging in political corruption. People are having to innovate. People are having to do all sorts of things. One of the worst ideas involved Radiohead phoning every single person that had tickets to Glastonbury and singing down the line to them, which left Tom York with a, and this is a direct quote from the man himself, motherfucker of a phone bill. Tom, why are you not on an unlimited plan? For God's sake, man. Think it through. You're in Radiohead.
I mean, you could have tried WhatsApp, anything.
He really should have tried WhatsApp. He's got very bad Gs. Tom York is the last person on 2G.
I wondered who they were keeping that alive for.
It's just for Tom. The guy will not add a third G. If you explain to him that 5G exists, he will, and this is no exaggeration, jizz himself to death.
Please don't tell him, listeners. That's all we have time for in the top story section, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Now, your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Nish.
Yo, 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 yo.
This is from Josh. He says, good luck to you, Chris. Dear Last Pod, as a proud new New Zealander, I would like to ask, where do those f***ing Picts get off stealing our thunder? Do you know how hard it is to announce a new civilization to the world in the modern age? We had this slow rollout of PR so everyone could get on board with us, and then those mole people or people came along right underneath London. Well, we were here last first, and I, for one, hope they go back to where they came from. Lovingly, a new New Zealander. Thank you, Octopus Man, I think is the respectful term. Thank you for writing in. Look, I have to say the Picts were a surprise to all of us, and not more of a surprise than you. I think we were all very surprised with the Octopus people. I'm also very pleased to be getting a friendly email from one of the Octopus people, because after the release of their quite violent flag, I was a little worried for relations with humanity. Nish, have you got anything to say to this Octopus Man?
Go f*** yourself, Octo Boy.
Calm down, Nish. They're already quite aggressive. We probably don't want to antagonise them any further. Thank you so much for your letter, dear sir, and thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please subscribe so it automatically downloads every episode every day, and tell your friends about us, because the more of you who listen, the more powerful we become. Your guest today on the podcast was Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm plugging my new workout DVD, Babies. Big fleshy weights.
If you have Amazon Prime, tune in on the 17th of April for the release of my stand-up special, Savage. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
The fertility doctor Jan Carbat was renowned for getting amazing results. Women who were desperate for children would visit him at his Rotterdam clinic. Many would leave pregnant. But when the clinic closed, rumours circulated about the methods the doctor used to achieve his success. My name's Jenny Kleeman, and I've been investigating what happened in Carbat's clinic. It's the story of a doctor who was determined to create life by any means possible. The Immaculate Deception, a brand new podcast from Something Else, coming on March 18th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.